Michel. Come here a moment, darling.
Yes, Philippe. What is it?
You have been at the wine again, haven't you?
What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. You are drinking far too much wine lately. Don't think I haven't noticed.
You've been spying on me.
I hardly need to do that. Look, there on the table. I bought that liter of Beaujolais less than an hour ago. A whole liter of wine. And now just look at it. There's hardly any left.
That was an excerpt from Lolita. Another in our series, a film worth remembering, which is more than could be said for the next half hour.
However, for the more tolerant listener, here is a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Sally Forth, the Right Honourable M.T. Bottles, the Dagenham Daily Pipers, Lady Deborah Donkey...
I'll get a kick out of her.
To continue, Duane Heifetz, Mervyn Pod and his Hawaiian wherefores, and, of course, Mr. Kenneth Hall, the man who is, without a doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Hall.
Well, and welcome to Beyond Our Ken, the show that's really put radio back about 10 years. Well, now, let me bring you up to date on some of the happenings of the week. On Monday, I was driving back from the north, and I stopped at a good pull-up on the Great North Road. I went in, had a cup of char, stirred with a spoon on a chain, of course, ate a couple of cheesecakes, and as I was leaving, I couldn't help noticing some of the other people there. Sir Alec Guinness, Sir Michael Redgrave, Sir Ralph Richardson, Sir Laurence Olivier, and then it suddenly dawned on me. It was an all-night cafe. Tuesday, I attended the annual plumber's dinner. I must say, for a change, the speeches were pleasantly short. If any speaker tended to overdo it, everyone shouted out, "Stopcock!" Wednesday, I had dinner with Fanny Haddock. Very exciting. Things soon warmed up, and as she leaned over me to serve the first course, I felt her hot broth down my neck. Thursday, I paid a visit to my old school, dear old St. Caminix. And I shall never forget my old games mistress, Miss Poopworthy. I learnt an awful lot from Miss Poopworthy. In fact, we were expelled together. Still, you know, there's something fascinating about school days, and over the years, we've had many stirring public school stories. Mind you, they're all the same. The sensitive new boy, the beastly bully, the understanding headmaster. So, stand by now as we bring you yet another glimpse of life in an English public school.
We present Goodbye, Mr. Chips, with everything. Or, I say, chaps, this isn't rugby.
My name is Richard Watts Brown, a delicate, highly strung schoolboy who has just arrived at that awkward age, too old for Miss Muffet and too young for Miss Blandish.
I'm Flashman, the school bully. All right, chaps, get him. Prendergast, grab a leg. Cope, Willoughby, you grab an arm. Have we all got something, chaps? Right. Everybody twist.
And I'm Arnold Fish, the stern but lovable headmaster. I say, you there, Parkinson, are you smoking, boy?
Yes, sir.
Well, give us a light, will you?
And I am the headmaster's daughter, Millie. Father forbids me to mingle with the boys, but I do so like to mingle with the boys, especially Richard. I've loved him since we first met on a nature ramble. We went further than any of the rest of the class.
So then, to our gripping human story, which will interest anyone who has ever gripped a human.
I'll never forget that first day when I set off for Kenforn Abbey. The coach took me away, and while the coachman sat on the box, I was snug inside. It was great fun, because I'd never travelled in a box before. Then at last we arrived at the main gates, and the headmaster was there to greet us.
Hello, coachman.
Hello there, Mr. Fisher.
Good gracious, you're not Arthur Worsley, are you?
Oh, no, sir. That boy in the box is real.
How do you do, sir?
Ah, so you're the new boy. Brown, isn't it?
Oh, sir, don't just say Brown. Say Watts Brown.
Yes, now, well, come in, lad, and welcome to Kenthorne Abbey, founded by the late Henrietta Pigsfoot, a well-loved teacher, plenty of class, no principal. Over there, boy, stands the famous spire, stretching up... Who put that thing up there? I'll thrash him within an inch of his life.
Oh, sir, do you have the cane here?
Oh, yes, but only in moderation. Don't worry, lad, you'll get your fair whack. Now you'd better meet your roommate. His name is Flashman.
That Flashman over there, sir? That ruddy-faced boy with a smile?
Yes, and I'll soon take the smile off his ruddy face. Flashman! Did I see you throw away a cigarette?
Yes, sir, but it's no good to you, so I trod on it. Oh, sir, is this the new boy, sir? Can I take him away and screw his head round?
No, you cannot. Flashman, I've warned you about bullying before. Picking on some poor little chap who's no position to defend himself.
You're wrong, sir, to think I'm a bully. I wouldn't lay a finger on anyone, not for all the tea in China.
Oh, what an ignoramus you are, Flashman. There is no tea in China. It's spelled C-H-I-N-E-R. Now, just show what's brown round the school while I nip off and start looking over some homework.
Yes, that means he's going to see Matron.
I said, old fish is quite decent.
Well, I suppose we could have a worse head.
Why do you call him the head?
Isn't it obvious?
Oh, I see.
Come on, Weedy.
It's dash decent of you, Flashman. How many houses do you have?
Oh, we've got two houses here, 6:30 and 8:15.
Hello, Flashers.
Hello, Parky. This is the new boy. Watts Brown, this is Pinky Parkinson. He's the rugby captain, the cricket captain, cross-country captain and vice chairman.
Oh, is there some of that here, too? Oh, jolly good.
Old Parky here is a bit of a devil, always getting into trouble.
That's true. I get the cane so much they call me the bottom of the class.
Watts Brown, here we are in front of the well-known cloisters. You know why they're called cloisters?
Yes, Flashman, because they're cloister the gate and cloister the dormitory and cloister...
All right, Parky, come on. Let's crack
it. No, stop it, please. Yes, come no. On,
Watts Brown settled down at school, but I wasn't happy about his association with Flashman. I had an idea he was still bullying him. Nothing definite. I just noticed that occasionally Watts Brown came into form with an ear missing or one foot pointing the other way. And then one day when Watts Brown told me what was happening, I sent for Flashman.
Oh, please, sir, gosh, don't give me the bird, sir. You can't, sir. I'm sitting for my trick next week.
You'll be standing for it now. Bend over that chair. Right, now, one, two, three.
I couldn't stand seeing Flashman being beaten, so I ran from the room. That night I slept badly, and I was still uneasy when I got to the classroom next morning.
23,644. 23,645. All right, that'll do. I don't believe in excessive punishment. Back to your seat, Flashman. I'm going out for a moment, boys. Carry on swatting up some English grammar, like what we done yesterday.
Ah, he's gone. Now, Brown, you're going to get it.
Yes, you beastly little sneak.
Come on, chaps, let's hold him in front of the fire.
No, no, you rotten.
Come on, that's it. Hold him there.
I say steady on, Flashman. That fire's pretty hot.
Let me go.
Look out, chaps.
Well, boys, I've just come back. Brown, what are you doing in the fireplace?
I'd rather not say so.
Oh, come on, who did it? Come on. Brown, have you nothing to say?
No, sir. Not unless I'm allowed to ad lib.
Can't risk that. All right. I want the boy who did this to own up. Come on, who done Brown till he was done Brown? Nobody, eh? Very well. The whole school will miss the annual treat.
Oh, sir. No visit to the windmill this year?
Certainly not. Now, all of you except Watts Brown, dismiss.
You wanted to speak to me, sir?
Yes, boy, I'm very worried about you. I notice your work is deteriorating. There's something on your mind. Now, what is it?
It's very simple, sir.
I know, but what's on it?
No. sir, I can't get on with my Latin prep because, well, sir, I begin to think about girls.
You what, Brown?
I'm afraid so, sir. You see... When we played that match against the old Plutonians, I met a girl around the back of the cricket pavilion.
Oh, misguided youth. You're wrecking your future. Follow the cherished traditions of Kenthorne Abbey, and your path will lead to honor, fame, and glory. fail to follow the cherished traditions of Kenthorne Abbey, and where will you end up?
Round the back of the cricket pavilion.
Enough! Now, who is this miserable and wretched female?
Your daughter, sir.
What? You blackguard, what's round? Matron, come here. You shall be locked in the sanatorium and fed on bread and water till you come to your senses.
Corks, that's torn it. Saturday is the big match against St. Swithin's, and I'm silly mid-on.
Matron, lock this boy in the sand and stay with him every minute.
No, no, no. You can't make me go.
Come along. There's a good boy.
Coming. Four days I've been locked up in this sand, and that matron keeps giving me big sums for keeping my mouth shut about her and the geography master.
Richard, I stole the key and came to see you.
Millie.
Oh, Richard, all the boys say the Stinks class isn't the same without you.
Oh, Millie, when I told your pater about us, he went livid, vivid, livid. He won't let me play in the match tomorrow. It's jolly hard cheese on a chap.
Oh, to think you did this for me, Richard. Look, look, I brought you some pink blancmange. Yes, I have. I carried it all the way over in the leg of my bloomers.
Oh, scrumptious. They won't make me give in.
Oh, oh, I'll stick by you, Richard. Oh, no. No, Richard, I've had a pash on you ever since the day you brought me that wonderful present. You know something? I've never had a frog of my own before.
Oh, Millie, I want...
What's this? Jezebel, go to your room.
Daddy, Daddy.
And as for you, Watts Brown, I have decided to give you a chance to redeem yourself. Now, you shall play in the match tomorrow, and if we win, you shall be forgiven.
Oh.
But if we lose, you shall be mercilessly flogged and then expelled with ignominy.
Well, has he been round the back of the pavilion, too?
Enough! All depends on the match tomorrow.
Oh, well played, Coldboard Minor. Run, man, run. Yes, yes, no, back, get back, get back. Oh,
next man in.
What's wrong? Have you got your pads on yet? You're in after this. Now, remember what I told you about those quick glances to leg?
Oh, yes, sir. I haven't looked at her since.
Oh, don't poke at it like that, Shelley. Hit it.
Flashman, do you think if I take up a stance like this, middle and off?
Yes, but you'll find it easier if you hold the bat by the narrow end. Go on, Shelley. You can make it. Three, run up. Now make it four. Faster. Five. Now.
Now, you're in now, Watts Brown. We need one run to win.
Good luck, Watts Brown. Good luck.
Good luck, Richard. Oh, Father, what a fine figure he makes striding up to the wicket. But why is he hopping like that?
Oh, the knit. He's got one pad buckled around both legs.
He's at the wicket now.
I hope he follows my instructions. I told him to pat down the crease. Not the one on your trousers!
Look, look, the bowler's ready.
Oh, he's taking a long run. Here he comes. He bowls.
What's he blubbing for? Look, he's appealing to the umpire. What's he saying?
He said he didn't realise they were playing with a hard ball.
Play up, Watts Brown. It's for the honour of the school. Here's the next ball. Hit it, man.
He's got it. A boundary. The bat is wow. Spiffy.
Now, here he comes. Oh, well played. Well played. Well played, Watts Brown.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, chap.
I'll never bully you again.
Well, now, Watts Brown, from now on, you may meet my little daughter whenever you wish.
Thank you, sir. But while I was out there on the pitch, I realized something. I realized, sir, that associating with your daughter will do me no good. Hereafter, I shall concentrate on something more worthwhile.
Good lad. You're going to carry on with your letters.
No, I'm going to carry on with the matron.
down the Fraser Hayes Four.
By the Adriatic waters, Venetian sons and daughters are strumming a new tune upon their guitars. It was written by a Latin, a gondolier who sat in his hometown in Brooklyn and gazed at the stars. He sent his melody across the sea to Italy, and we know they wrote some words to fit that catchy bit and christened it the Piccolino, and we know that it's the reason why everyone this season is humming and strumming a new melody. Come to the casino and hear them play the Piccolino. Dance with your bambino to the strains of the catchy Piccolino. Drink your glass of vino, and when you've had your plate of scallopino, play the Piccolino, the catchy Piccolino, and dance to the strains of that new melody. That new melody, the catchy Piccolino.
And so to the Kenneth Horne documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horne and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And this week, we present a close-up on Beyond Our Ken.
Well, now, this is where we let you into one or two of our secrets.
It's a lie.
First of all, let's meet some of the people behind the scenes that you don't normally meet. Now, this gentleman, for instance, now, would you tell us something about yourself?
Yes, most certainly, with utmost pleasure. Well, as listeners may not realise, that with any show, there are several personalities backstage. They may not be seen, but they are absolutely necessary. In fact, I suppose you might say indispensable.
Now, you say it.
Yes, indispensable.
Thank you, yes.
Had already expressed it.
Yes. You did it much better than I did, too. Now, what exactly is your job, sir?
Sound effects.
You might have guessed.
I'm responsible for all those doors opening and closing, gunshots, horses' hooves, coconut shells to you,
and coconut shells to you, too.
Dorsey. Then, of course, there's a whole host of other effects in which I specialize, thunderstorms, etc., etc.
So you're kept pretty busy.
Oh, it varies, of course. Sometimes there's only a few simple effects, and sometimes I'm absolutely swamped.
Well, I know how you must feel. Now, tell us, what is the secret of a good effects man?
Cleanliness. Yes, it's vital that the various props, such as revolvers, motor horns, cymbals, hooters, etc., are kept in first-class condition.
See, that's your considered opinion.
Oh, yes, you can't beat a bit of spit and polish.
Thank you. Well, we'd like to say a special word now for those who contribute so much to the friendly atmosphere of the show, our studio audience. Let's ask one of them to come up here, shall we? How about you, sir?
Oh, yes, thank you very much. That's very nice of you to ask me up here on the platform.
Very nice of you to come up here, sir, too.
Thank you very much. Being up here.
Well, it's been nice looking down and watching you laugh so heartily throughout the show.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed I was, but not at your jokes.
Oh.
No. There was a woman with a feather hat tickling me behind. Behind me in the sea.
Yeah, I see. But obviously you enjoy us or you wouldn't be here.
That's not true, neither. Oh. No, I was walking down the road, minding my own business, when a hand came out of a doorway, grabbed me by the collar and whipped me down here.
Well, sir.
Grabbed hold of me.
It did, yes.
Grabbed hold of me.
And whipped you in here.
Whipped me in here.
Yes, now, sir.
You're saying all that I'm saying.
I will tell you. Yes. I'll tell you where you are, then. You are in a BBC studio, and this is a microphone.
Oh, you mean I'm on the speaking wireless?
Yes, you are now.
Oh.
Yes, now perhaps you'd like to send a little message to someone special.
Oh, yes, thank you. Hello, Celia, Brenda, Susan, Roseanne, and all the girls in 201. That's the number of my flat.
I see.
All right, girls.
Well, now, may we ask sir, if you listen to Beyond Our Ken regularly?
I've heard it on and off.
How do you like it?
Oh. Anyway, you see, now, I see what I mean is I don't listen much to the radio. I only have it on as a background for what I'm doing.
Well, there doesn't seem much point in that.
No, you don't know what I'm doing.
Finally, we turn to our panel of experts in Hornorama who are waiting to discuss a random question on this week's topic. Top of the table, Great Scott himself, Ralph Hobbiton.
Good evening. And a special word to my wee friend known as Aberdeen Angus. Bully for you.
Next, the young man responsible for more disc brakes than the entire motor industry, Ricky Libby.
Hello, now. I have to say I'm having a big success with my latest, The Night Has a Thousand Heroes.
Well, you can all stuff cotton wool in them, can't you? And now here she is, one of the merry wives of Brown Windsor, Fanny Haddock.
Hello again. Oh, I'm very happy and bright this week, and full of haricot beans.
Lastly, someone who's been wandering around all morning singing Everything Is Coming Up, Brussels Sprouts, Arthur Fallowfield.
Well, I've been having trouble with Mrs. Forrester again. Honestly, that woman gets the wrong end of the stick every time. Yes, she does. Now, she took umbrage and led off at me something shocking, and all I said to her, trying to be helpful, was, would you like me to replant your early bloomers?
Thank you very much, Arthur. Thank you. Well, that's our team of experts, and so to this week's question, which comes from...
Dagnall Dean.
Dagnall Dean, yes, a very old English family, rather fallen into decay, I believe.
That's right, I'm one of the rotting deans, actually. And I should like to ask members of the panel what their plans are when Beyond Our Ken is off the air.
Thank you, sir. Now, all right, what are you going to do, Ralph Hobbiton?
Well, I don't know, really. I suppose I might have a little holiday. No definite plans. I'll probably just go where my fancy takes me.
Where's that?
It depends where she wants to go. Bonnie Wee Lass she is, but of course that could all be prevented by the Loch Ness Monster.
That's your next feature.
No, that's my wife.
Now, what about you, Ricky Livid?
There's recordings and that, and one-night concerts, sort of evening with Ricky Livid. And then there's my big musical in the West End that's all about a pop singer.
And what's it called?
How to Succeed in Show Business Without Really Singing.
All right, now, Fanny Haddock.
Yes, well, I'm going to be very busy cooking up lots of things. There's my new book, 1001 Things to Do with Sausages. And then a whole series of dinner parties with 15 courses to a meal, following which I'm taking part in a local amateur dramatic society's production of Gone with the Wind. But my most immediate plans include a television interview to talk about my experiences in the kitchen.
I've never had an experience in the kitchen.
Oh, go boil your onions. You know, my darlings, I shall never forget one most dramatic moment last year. I was peeling away in the sink when, my dear, suddenly the gas cooker blew right up. Oh, my darlings, it was quite a shock.
And what was the result?
Smoked haddock.
All right, then. Now then, Arthur Fallowfield, what are you going to be doing?
Wow.
Yeah, well, yes, all right, thank you very much.
but I haven't said anything yet.
You don't have to, we know.
Well, I like that.
Yes, we know you do.
No, you're being very unfair, Mr. Horn. I mean, you're giving the impression that I'm likely to say something improper. Well, I mean, I'm not that sort of a bloke. I like everything correct and proper. Take last Tuesday, I escorted young Mavis Pickering home from the whist drive, and as we got near the quiet part of the lane, I said, "That'll be £5 for seeing you home."
Good gracious, you mean you demanded money from the girl?
Well, of course, I didn't put it quite like that. My actual words were, "Look here, I haven't bought you all this way for nothing."
Well, that's all for this week. This is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought from a listener in Slough Bucks. Do people go to nudist camps to air their differences? You have either been listening to or have just missed Beyond Our Ken, a sort of recorded radio show. Those who were beyond Kenneth Horne were Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddock, Betty Marsden, Bill Pertwee, the Fraser Hayes Four, and the BBC Variety Orchestra, conducted by Paul Fennelly. Eric Merriman wrote the script, and the show is produced by John Simmons.